Don't move, just leave your darling mama to hear the monitor. Lean back and stay a while, mama, to hear the monitor.
Yes, Monitor 67 is here, Gene Rayburn is here, and finally, we hope, spring is here. Shortly, we'll hear a host of well-known stars, the Gabors, Zsa Zsa and Ava, Pearl Bailey, Phyllis Diller, and others, all in the form of, I should say voice of, just one extremely talented star, Debbie Reynolds. No time for further explanations. We're about to hear the news from Herb Alpert, Casino Royale.
When you've got a job to do, reach for something good to chew. Chewing helps you stand the pace, anytime and any place. So, hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Work goes faster, smoother too, life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Get some soon.
Anybody who's seen Debbie Reynolds perform, and if you haven't, I'd like to know what cave you've been hiding out in for the last 10 years or so. Anybody knows she can sing, dance, and act up a pretty fair-sized storm, but there's another remarkable talent she possesses, and you're going to hear some fine examples of it in the course of her conversation with Monitor reporter Del Donahue.
You've made at least 30 movies. You play clubs. Do you still get a real kick, a real thrill out of this business?
Oh, yes. Well, I think there's an old... Irving Berlin wrote it there. I think it was Irving Berlin. There's no business like show business. And that's the truth. There really isn't any business like show business. It offers you the wonderful opportunities that it does, because really, where else could a young girl, and when I was 16, come into this business, and I had never traveled, and the next year be traveling to Europe, and I'm meeting the Queen of England and the kings and princesses and... Suddenly thrown in the Prince of Japan, and of course it's startling, and it's a great transition and a terrific adjustment to make, because you have to suddenly have an education and be able to sit and discuss and talk with Clifford Odets or whomever it is, and try not to be too stupid, you know. And when you're very young, it's very difficult to find your life so involved with. Truly intellectual people, and they're not snob people, but it is very difficult for them to sit with someone as young and as uneducated as I was at the time. So I had to cram in an education very quickly, and I visited every museum, bought every book about everything, and I read my silly brains out, trying to keep up, you know, with the people that I was fortunate enough to meet. Now, after a while, it became easier, and of course now it's a It's a great joy for me to sit and talk and visit and travel, and it's exciting, and that's what this business has afforded me, life to many horizons that I never dreamt possible.
Debbie, another of your talents is imitating other well-known show business personalities. Could we hear some?
In the act, I do Zsa Zsa. Really, it's Ava Gabor, who's my very close friend, because Zsa Zsa's voice is a little higher. Ava's, "Sweetheart, darling, Debbie, sweetheart, we go shopping today, darling. Wouldn't you like to, darling?" And Zsa Zsa's, "Hello, Debbie, sweetheart, darling, how are you, darling?" It's a little higher, you see. So I really do Ava. Of course, in the morning, I have to do Ava because my voice is too low to do Zsa Zsa. And then, you know, I do Pearl Bailey because she's a funny, she a funny girl, you know. She was the other night, she was on Ed Sullivan Show, And different people, Phyllis Diller, of course, I do Phyllis, and she is very funny to do. She's quite violent, of course. there are many people that you can... I love dialects, of course, because, you know, you can do all kind of dialects. You can do Italian, or you can do French, you know. Well, once long ago, I meet Luigi Bato, and she speaks very quietly, you know. And always, and the only one I must say that I enjoy is when I go to visit Jose Jimenez, you know, and we talk like the Mexican, a little bit, you know. It's fun to do that because, well, in Mexican, I get mixed up a little time with Italian. You're never sure what I am. but it's fun to do them all, I must say. Anything nutty, I enjoy.
Thank you, Debbie. It's been a delightful visit. This is Del Donahue for Monitor.
You know, it's really not fair for someone to put on a great performance and not be able to hear an audience applaud. So, if you're listening, Debbie Reynolds...
Mr. Miller? The Mr. Miller who owns a Cub Cadet tractor?
Wrong Miller. You want the one next door.
Well, that's all right. I'm doing a survey on cadet tractors, and I'm sure you've watched your neighbor using his.
Oh, I've seen that guy Miller with his cadet all right. Mowing, hauling wood, working in the garden. I see too much, I'll tell you.
Well, you sound sort of negative. Does it make too much noise?
Well, no, it's quiet enough. But like they say, it's not a toy, it's a tractor. Built like the big IH tractors.
Well, I don't see
you
what...
You just don't get it. I don't know if that Cub Cadet is ever going to wear out.
Hmm. Well, why should that bother you? What
you couldn't guess? I sell lawnmowers.
Well, it is built for keeps, the year-round Cub Cadet tractor, 7, 10, or the 12 horsepower, with either gear drive or hydrostatic transmission. For your nearest cadet dealer, phone Western Union, ask for operator 25. Now, let me figure out here. Well, it's 18 minutes past the hour. You're where the best radio sounds abound, spending a happy Easter holiday weekend on the Monitor Beacon.
Valentine's got the flavor that says, "Hey friend, do it again, Valentine beer. Hey friend, do it again, Valentine beer. Good to start with Valentine. Good to stay with Valentine. The flavor's great at the three-ring sign. Valentine's got the flavor that says, hey, friend, do it again. Valentine, Valentine beer. Hey, friend, do it again. Valentine, Valentine beer.
Valentine Bock beer is here, and it's better than ever. It's going faster than ever, too. So look for Ballantine Bock wherever beer is sold. It's Wunderbock.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of people.
Gene Rayburn once again. Although it may be a bit too early to predict the weather for the Easter parade tomorrow, we can monitor the weather for later today. The holiday weekend is beginning as mostly sunny and dry. Some scattered showers from Texas and the Central Gulf to the Great Lakes, as well as over the North Pacific coast and the South and Central Rockies. Colder from the Dakotas and Iowa to the southwest. Warm or mild weather from the Atlantic to the Great Lakes and Texas.
Congress has held widely publicized hearings on automobile safety. Careful drivers are killed every hour in collisions they could not avoid. Even the best windshield wiper rubber goes dead from exposure to sun, wind, and oily road film. Dead blades can't ever stop streaking your windshield and blurring your vision dangerously. Since death leaves no second guess, the time to refill or replace your windshield wiper blades is as soon as they first start streaking. Stop at the very next service station where you see the bright yellow ANCO windshield wiper service cabinet, in which the skilled ANCO man at the pump quickly finds fresh new ANCO refills that in mere seconds make any refillable wiper blade like new. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
In our monitor music department now, we find Demita Joe, who sings Love, I Found You. It's her latest. Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by the great American insurance companies, protecting the nation through hometown insurance agents. In 1 minute, Joe will talk with the racing secretary of Gulfstream Park about the $100,000 race to be held later this afternoon.
Finlay Press, Finlay speaking.
Hey, Finn, how about knocking off work this afternoon and taking in the ball game? I got an extra ticket.
Oh, boy. Sorry, can't make it. Important date here.
Well, what's so important?
This insurance agent for Great American is coming over with a new package deal they worked up for me.
What do you mean, worked up for you?
Great American makes up a policy especially for print shops, like mine. You wouldn't believe the things that come up here. Like...
Yeah, I know. We all got our problems.
So, this policy's for my problems, not somebody else's.
Sounds very fancy. I wish I could afford special insurance for my shop.
You can. My agent says it'll cost me less than what I got now.
Yeah? Well, maybe I ought to see this guy. What company?
Great American.
And now, racing fans, it's Joe Garagiola.
Later this afternoon, they'll be running the $100,000 added Gulfstream Park handicap for four-year-olds and up. We're talking to Racing Secretary Ed McKenzie. Ed, first of all, how does the field compare this afternoon as opposed to other years?
Well, this year, Joe, we seem that we're very fortunate in getting together the best handicap horses available. First time in Florida racing history that we were fortunate enough to get the Santa Anita handicap winner Pretense, the Wagner winner Ring Twice, and the John B. Campbell winner Quinta all together in our Gulfstream Park handicap.
Now, you talk about handicap. Pretense, the favorite, is weighted at 126 pounds. You assign the weights. How do you assign weights? Why would he be 126 pounds?
Well, here again, handicapping, Joe, is a matter of opinion. My opinion is that Pretense, at the present time, is the best handicap horse in the country. Now, I have to weight him and weight the rest of the horses accordingly to give the lesser weights an equal chance against this top horse.
Do you have a set formula?
Well, no, you use common sense. You watch your horses run throughout the Florida season. You got a good line on the horses out in California, and you've seen them run in the previous summer years racing, and you just about can pinpoint in your mind what you're going to put on horses.
Actually, Ed, you're penalizing a horse for winning to try to equalize a race and make a better race.
Oh, definitely. I mean, as you know, Joe, the handicapper's dream is like coming up later on this afternoon. We have a sure 10-horse field. My job is to try and bring him down 10 horses right on the wire.
Mrs. Tippett, better known as Liz Whitney, the owner of Pretense, thought the top weight should be 124 pounds, so you weren't too far off with 2 pounds. Could that make such a difference, 2 pounds on a horse?
The difference would actually be beneficial to the lesser horses, to the lighter weights in the field. This is my opinion. Pretense can carry 126 and beat the rest of the field. Now, the 2 pounds definitely will not be that much of a detriment to a horse of this caliber.
Ed, we hope you come up with a big dead heat this afternoon. You will have had a perfect day.
Well, thank you very much, Joe.
We've been talking to Ed McKenzie, the racing secretary of Gulfstream Park. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports, and now this word for Vigoro.
When the green in your grass is gone, shape up, make it wake up with the bold green Vigoro, Vigoro, the bold green Vigoro, Vigoro.
You bet. And the answer is simple. Every Vigoro product is tailor-made for the area where it's sold. That's the secret behind the bold green vigor of Vigoro. Vigoro, for goof-proof lawn foods. You sure ought to try them.
Joe G., G for generously genial, in his comments on the world of sports, will be heard throughout the weekend on Monitor, and weekdays, too, on NBC.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today. There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
By Skitch Henderson on Monitor, which gives all its all every weekend on NBC Radio, and that includes all the latest news, entertainment, information. In Lake Charles, Louisiana, we all are heard on KPLC. Now, y'all stay where you are. Gene Rayburn here. Y'all hear that? Back shortly.
This is Ted Webb. I'll be with you this morning to cover the exciting world of auto racing right here on NBC Radio.
It's cleaner. Again, I have to stress that. It is cleaner. People today moving away from anything that has a great deal of maintenance. And cleaning today is one of the big maintenance problems. Help is hard to come by. The more you minimize dusting and cleaning and sweeping, the happier people are.
Which home heating system do builders prefer? Listen to Albert J. Levy, builder of Vanderbilt Woods, here in the Dix Hills area of Huntington, Long Island.
My brother. We both use gas. We're satisfied with it, and we like the cleanliness of it, and all the people who have used it in the past like it, too. We have no complaints with it. We like the look of a community that has underground utilities. And, of course, the community where gas is underground is always a much more beautiful and much more saleable community.
This interview is brought to you by the Long Island Lighting Company.
I think it is. Whereas with oil, they have different byproducts.
42 degrees and sunny in Big Town. The big voice of Big Town, USA, WNBC, New York.
On monitor, Eddie Arnold next with Lonely Again. Aw, let's keep him company.
That others before you were foolish to cause me to cry. And just when I learned to adore you, you kissed one more dream goodbye and left me lonely again. Just like you found me lonely again. No arms around me, just when I'm sure that my heart is secure and my teardrops are dry, with a warm glow inside and this love of mine till the end of the line. That's always this time, and this love would last. You told me I'd never be lonely, and now you belong to the past, and I'm so lonely again. Just like you found me lonely again. No arms around me, just when I'm sure that my heart is secure and my teardrops are dry, with a warm glow inside and this love of mine till the end of the line. That's all.
Gene Rayburn once again here with Monitor 67, and normally we don't indulge in the doubtful practice of name-dropping, but we'd like to make an exception now for a very good reason. Are you ready? Arlene Francis, Frank Sinatra, Connie Francis, Al Capp, Andy Williams, Peter Nero. Now, the reason? Well, they're all going to be heard from in the next 23 minutes, and, oh yes, one more name, Mrs. Andy Williams, Claudine Longet, who's heard right now. Hello, Claudine.
How to greet you?
Next on Monitor, Arlene Francis, brought to you by O'Brien Paint. Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien. Here's Arlene.
A Sicilian-born duchess who is a world-famous beauty and fashion designer with an elegant home in Paris, her name, Simonetta. And would you believe that the kitchen is probably her favorite room? I'll be talking with her in just a minute, but first this word for O'Brien. You can't argue with success. And that's why my friends at O'Brien are repeating an offer that was an overwhelming success the first time around. I'm referring to the O'Brien booklet on the 18th century art of decoupage. I'll tell you how to get this booklet in a moment. First, a little about decoupage itself. It's an old technique of copying hand-painted Oriental lacquerware. It involves the application of a picture to an object, and getting this picture to recede into the background by applying many coats of varnish. O'Brien's interest in decoupage was stimulated by the happy discovery that their own pen chrome clear satin varnish works most effectively. O'Brien's booklet shows you how to do it in 9 easy-to-follow steps. For your free copy, write to me, Arlene Francis, in care of NBC Monitor, New York 10020, New York. Be sure to include your name and address. Send it to me, Arlene Francis, in care of NBC Monitor, New York 10020, New York. Now to my guest, the famous fashion designer, Simonetta. I've been reading your new book, A Snob in the Kitchen, and despite the elegance of your home and your manner of living, I get the impression that your kitchen is your favorite room.
I love kitchens and bathrooms. That's the first thing I decorate in a house. And my kitchen, unluckily, is not a very big one, but it's quite amusing, I must say, because I try to put amusing things, you know, pictures, and make it cozy like a drawing room, exactly the same. And if you have to eat in the kitchen, I mean, it has to be nice and comfortable. And, of course, there are onions hanging and... How do you call them?
Garlic?
Garlic, big bunches of garlic and herbs and peperoncini.
Yes.
Well, that's from Italy, that comes out,
yes.
I'm sure. And...
What colors are is the kitchen in?
I have some old tile inside.
Uh-huh.
In white and blue. And then all the furniture is in dark brown formica. On the floor, it's orange.
Oh, tile on the floor?
Tile on the floor is bright orange. And then the walls are white. And then there's some orange and yellow touches.
Sounds very attractive. I can understand why you'd want to spend a lot of time there.
Well, it's quite gay.
I'm sure the rest of the house is just as gay, perhaps even gayer. I know you live in Paris in a large apartment in a lovely old building. Could you just describe that for us? Tell us how large it is.
Well, I tell you, I've been terribly lucky, because when I arrived in Paris, everybody told me how difficult it was to find an apartment. And I have my own entrance with my own staircase, so it seems like a small, miniature hotel particulier.
Yes.
But it's an apartment, really. When I bought it, there was nothing in it. Nor a kitchen, nor the heating, nor a bathroom. Absolutely nothing. And that's why I got it at once. I could start with my painters and my workers on it. The color schemes are, as soon as you arrive in, there's a staircase. And it's blue curtains with a big console, Louis XV. And big bunches of flowers, because I think plants and flowers are lovely in an apartment. And then you go upstairs, and the colors become blue and yellow. To go to the dining room, it is all yellow.
Uh-huh.
So it's like a sort of theme, you know, from
yes.
blue to yellow, and then all yellow. And my bedroom instead is turquoise and beige. And then what I have downstairs, I have another special entrance, and we call it the garçonnière. That's the room for my son. And he's got his bathroom, his bedroom, and that's all red and green.
I'm sure this is a silly question, but do you feel that in any way you made any mistakes as you were building and designing and coloring your home?
I think the house is very important that you should do it yourself, that it should reflect your personality, even if you do mistakes.
Yes.
The mistakes sometimes make the house even more cozy.
That's quite true. Thank you, Simonetta. My guest has been the internationally famous fashion designer, Simonetta, now also author of a new book, A Snob in the Kitchen. This is Arlene Francis for Monitor, and now a word for O'Brien.
When it's paint you plan on buying, see the man who sells O'Brien. He can answer any questions you may have. He'll explain just how to use the O'Brien paint you choose for quality, top quality. Be sure. sure you see the man who sells O'Brien.
One more time.
Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien.
A bright, shiny new shipment of baubles, bangles, and beads arrives at Monitor, produced by the Sinatra Jobim Combine, Frank and Carlos, to their close friends.
Baubles, bangles, hear how they jing-jing-a-linga. Baubles, bangles, bright shine beads. Sparkles, spangles, her heart will sing, sing a linger. Wearing baubles, bangles, and beads, she'll glitter and gleam so. Somebody dreams so that someday I may buy her a ring, ring, a linger. I've heard that's where it leads. Wearing baubles, bangles, and beads. She glitter and gleam so, make somebody dream so, that someday, someday I may buy her ring, ring-a-linger. I have heard that's where it leads, wearing baubles, bangles, and all those noisy bangles and beads.
Mrs. Burke?
Yeah?
You will keep that dog in, won't you?
Depends. What are you selling?
Well, I'm doing a survey, Mrs. Burke, about your husband's Cub Cadet tractor.
It's my cadet. Look, I'm busy. Shut up, update!
You know, we say the cadet is no toy, but a tractor. Built for keeps. Built like the big IH tractors, you know?
Yeah, it's not bad. At least it don't fall apart. Look, I got no time.
But don't you find you have more time now? More time for yourself with cadets zipping through your yard and garden work. What do you do? You know, what's your hobby?
I raise dogs. Big ones to chase nosy survey men. Go get him, puppy!
Somebody at your house will find the time more free, more fun, and more productive with a Cub Cadet tractor. 7, 10, or the 12 horsepower with either gear drive or hydrostatic transmission. For your nearest cadet dealer, phone Western Union, ask for operator 25. The nearest operator, or performer if you prefer, in the music department is Connie Francis. You don't have to call her. She'll call us with a song. 1 minute from now on the Monitor Beacon.
Ladies and gentlemen, the return of the beloved Herring Maven.
How could you tell your children the facts of herring? That is a question my ears tell me they hear everywhere I go. Well, the important thing with children and herring is you shouldn't show favorites. If you have two children and one of them you give a Vita Herring fillet and cream sauce to every day for lunch, it's so delicious he loves it, also fish is a brain food, he would eat Vita Herring every day, he would grow up to be a real wise guy. The other one, you don't give a Vita pickled herring to every day for lunch, so the one you didn't give a Vita pickled herring to every day comes into the house one day and he says to you, hey, how come you didn't give me a Vita pickled herring every day for lunch? Don't you love me just as much as Hybe? And that would be a terrible thing, and he would go on to become an adolescent, a waste. So don't take chances. There's enough herring in every Vita 16-ounce jar to feed the whole family, except your brother-in-law Melvin and, well, you know about him.
The beloved Herring Maven is brought to you irregularly by the makers of Vita Foods, who say, make your day a little bit brighter, eat a little pickled herring by Vita.
The Come Alive sound on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
Gene Rayburn here, delighted to be sharing this first Saturday in spring with you, and it's coming up to 12 minutes before the Monitor Hour. Here's Connie Francis, who is soon to give up her freedom in a manner of speaking. She's engaged to be married. She's singing Born Free.
Born free, as free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. And if you live free, then beauty surrounds you. The world still astounds you. Each time you look at a star.
Nothing like a lark.
Lark has a good, easy taste.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
I think they're the nicest cigarette there is.
Right. There's nothing like a lark.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Now, here's Monitor's expert on nothing with a opinions on everything, my dear. Al Capp, who has something that should interest and possibly infuriate Americans. You, that is.
I have a theory about the national character of Americans that is in opposition to the theory all the world has about us. As a matter of fact, it opposes the theory we have about ourselves. Which is that we're a materialistic people, that we're obsessed with acquiring more and more and more money. Now, my theory is that we are, instead, the most childish, generous people on earth, and if we have any national obsession, it's to give our hard-earned money to anyone who asks for it, whether their need really exists or not, even whether they really exist or not. Now, to test this for my own television show, I sent out a mature Boston model, a lady of some 35, still handsome enough to be admired by men, but decomposing just enough not to be resented by women. We equipped her with a tripod, and hanging from it was one of those brass receptacles you toss money contributions into. We placed her on a corner in Boston, concealed a camera in a parked car. Now, above that tripod was this sign: Help the Corpulent Children of Grosse Pointe, Michigan. Now, a corpulent child is, as you all well know, an overstuffed, overindulged one. And Grosse Pointe, Michigan, is, of course, that suburb of Detroit where the underprivileged group is the group that doesn't quite own the controlling shares in General Motors. Within 1 hour, Bostonians of every age, race, and walk of life had contributed $28 to overfed children of the most overrich community in the United States. Some people who saw the film on my television show said that all that it proved was that Americans are stupid. Well, maybe. Maybe they are too stupid to stop and recall exactly what corpulent means or what kind of community Grosse Pointe really is. And maybe that was because when an American sees the words help and children, he doesn't care what any other words with it mean. He just digs in and gives. Bless him. This is Al Capp being very original by saying a kind word for Americans.
Al will be back with possibly further original comments later today on Monitor, but I think the word unexpected might be a more correct one. Earlier in this half hour, we heard from Mrs. Andy Williams, Claudine Longer. Now let's hear from Claudine's husband serenading The Face I Love.
Just think of things like daffodils and peaceful sheep on clover hills, the morning song of whippoorwills, and you'll see the face that I love. Think of any old sky getting ready to cry. Down comes the rain, but it's raining confetti. And think of things like far-off isles, to blue-green eyes and sunlit smiles. And in your hand, a wishing star, the one you thought too far above. Every lovely view introduces you to the face I love.
Wear a fretful look. 'Tis true, little John. This day I have not the strength to notch an arrow nor draw a bow.
Forsooth. Then do have some V8.
It doth look good, as tomato juice.
But it's V8 vegetable juice. V8 gives you the natural goodness of 8 healthful garden vegetables. No single juice can match it.
I still say it looks as tomato juice.
Try V8 and see.
Zounds! It doth not taste as tomato juice.
Of course not. It tastes as V8.
Little John, hand me my bow.
Ah.
Yikes! Do watch your aim, Robin.
Thank you.
Peter Nero's piano and orchestra, and that ends Monitor's Hour. But wait, there's more to come. Don't stray. Gene Rayburn, latest NBC Monitor news, just moments away.
Keep tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere.
Now, the weather presented by Carrier Air Conditioning, the quiet one. In sunny midtown Manhattan, it's 45 degrees, the humidity 37%, the barometer falling, the wind from the northwest at 11. Sunday and milder this afternoon with a high around 50. Tomorrow will be fair and mild with temperatures in the upper 50s.
It's always good business weather when you let Carrier Air Condition your store, office, or factory. There's a quiet, efficient, dependable Carrier unit to fit your exact needs.
Call right now. Call your Carrier dealer. Dial his phone. Make it ring. Get the best in king-size cooling comfort. Carrier Air Conditioning.
Don't wait until the heat puts the heat on every air conditioner dealer in town. Right now, you can get the best air conditioning system for your store, office, or factory at the best possible price from your Carrier Air Conditioning dealer. Call Perfection Air Company Incorporated, VI-63535, for free survey and estimate. That's Perfection Air Company Incorporated, VI-63535.
No stock answers in Brad Crandall's Store of Knowledge, weeknights at 9 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.